Ducky, you did not put Fortnite Mobile Cup in there.
Yeah, dude, it's been like 2 minutes.
Nobody cares. Oh my gosh! All right,
dude, I'm just gonna say I'm gonna make a joke. I'm gonna make a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. I'm gonna make a joke. I have a good joke. Okay.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're back with another episode of the Two Thumbs Up podcast. Hope you guys are all having a fantastic day. As always, joined by Ducky the Gamer, and we have a lot of topics that we're going to be covering in the world of mobile esports today. So we're not going to take too long with the introduction, but if there's anybody that you want to see on the podcast in the future, make sure to drop them down in the comments below, drop a like, and we're going to go ahead and hop into the action. Obviously, especially with this being the day that we're recording the podcast, the Apex update is going to be the number one thing on a lot of people's minds. Apex has been in a very steep decline recently, and I think just about everybody, regardless of whether or not you would play the game, would probably agree this is a make or break update. Ducky, you are the resident Apex expert. So sadly, do you want to break down the update for us and tell us whether or not it's worth the hype?
Yeah, well, it's hard to tell initially. Like, I feel like this long, like looking back long term, this is where we're going to like see if it was like make or break. I mean, this is make or break, but like if it made or break it. Bro, what is the, if it made?
Broke?
Broke. Yeah, there we go. listen, I'm frazzled, man. This is such a big update. But there's too much right now to tell. Like, there was so many issues with the game that they fixed a lot of them. I will say they fixed, they nerfed b-hopping. It's like slightly there, but you're not going to see kids b-bopping around the map just hitting a 30 meters a second sprint. So that's the main issue. They fixed some big key things like the fake audio noises, the the octane pad not working. So a lot of like gameplay stuff is fixed, but the leaks, I'm not going to talk about the leaks. I don't know if we can talk. I don't know when this is going up or when we can talk about the leaks, but the amount of stuff that has already been leaked is absurd. Like, they've put more content into this one update than they put into the global launch and the last season update. So the effort is there. I want to see if the follow through is there. Like, if this continues to be a regular occurrence of consistent high quality updates, listening to the community, bringing up, fixes for things that need to be fixed, but it's just so early.
Yeah, I think especially looking at like a lot of the content creator responses on Twitter, I feel like no update could match their reactions and the expectations that they're setting.
Guys, new Apex update gonna be the best in the world.
It's gonna change your life. You're gonna go home crying to your mother. You're gonna be so happy. Like, I think it's good to be excited about the changes that we're seeing. But also, there's not, like, with the current state of Apex, there's not any one update that's going to like completely turn the game around. Like you talked about, this could be the turning point to where it starts trending in a positive direction, but it's going to take like multiple seasons of really solid updates for it to be in a spot to where it's actually going to be able to compete. And like, obviously bug fixes are a really good thing. B-hop nerfs are a really good thing, but that's not like,
that's not upside, that's
like removal of downside. You
that
know?
Doesn't so, fix the core problem. It's like band-aiding the problem of,
exactly.
Well, I will say there were some new, or at least one really bad glitch that I know about. They added a one-way Bangalore smoke.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I'm going to be abusing that. Make sure to check my channel, Ducky the Gamer, if you want to watch it. But I really want to see their response to these issues, because they release, dude, the most random, like, 39 megabyte update, 4 megabyte, 10 megabyte. Like, they're updating the game. They're changing things in a big way. And we don't know what's going on. Like, no one knows. Like, they just tweet out, like, fire out a tweet, like, hey, just, put a hot fix out for this, or, like, just update it. Like, there's just so many things. Like, so if this Bangalore smoke one with, like, if this is in the game till the next, like, quote-unquote big update, which I don't know why do games do this? Like, I understand wanting to lump everything in together so that way no one's asking, like, when it's coming, you can just say, oh, everything's gonna get fixed on, blah, blah, blah. But bro, I feel like that's a bad excuse to, like, let something, they tweeted out, like, 3 weeks ago saying they were gonna nerf B-op. Just fix it 3 weeks ago. Like,
yeah.
I don't see the point of putting us through pain and suffering just to have everything come on one update. Like, so yeah, you're right. It's definitely gonna be a string of continuously good updates, but I mean, there's people teetering on the fence of, like, going to COD Mobile, like, just waiting for other games. Like, people, like, the content creators have already switched, and the few content creators that are left are already on the fence. So, guys, there might be job openings soon in the Apex content scene. If you want to hop over.
If you're a small content creator, this is the time to hop in. Keep buy grinding. Low, sell high, you know? Yeah. So this is the buy low opportunity for Apex mobile
this
content
is the bottom.
Creation.
You got to get in now. It's too late.
Yeah.
You're going to miss the run.
I think as a game, Apex Mobile definitely still has potential to be a big thing in the scene. I think more than anything, like, you can have all the bug fixes in the world, but if the game's not optimized, like, you're not going to have a player base.
I will say, I think they optimized the game more because they added VSync, which, if you don't know, like, just kind of, I don't know, like, technically what it does, but if, let's say you average like 30 to 50 frames, it'll just kind of hard lock you at 40. So you get a really consistent frame rate, but there's a little bit more input delay because they're like hard locking your frames, but it's good for optimization. So like if your device is all over the place, overheats a lot, you can check that on. And the smooth graphics, they made those look terrible. Like the smooth graphics already looked bad.
Yep.
Dude, I don't even know, man. I'm talking like Fortnite when it first came out, like 4 years ago, bro.
Like Free Fire.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. So I want to see if like people, like some low-end device people notice, you know, improvements. Because I don't know. I don't have a low enough end device to like test it out. So I really want to see if that's a change that was for the better or if we're still in this like high mid-tier device range, but we'll see.
All right. Well, I'm excited to see what direction they take it. Like I said, I think it definitely has potential. I think, like, mechanically, I think that Apex Mobile is probably the best Battle Royale game on mobile. So for that reason alone, I think it has upside in the future. I think also the fact they removed custom game access for all content creators. I've seen a number thrown around that it's going to be $3.50 per custom room. I don't know if that's like a made up number. If that's the actual number,
that's a gallon of gas, man.
One of the stupidest things I've ever heard of.
I'm not hosting a custom for a gallon of gas, dude, or a fo. You tell me I can go to Winnie's and get a fo, or I can host an Apex Mobile custom. I know what I'm doing. I'm getting a fo.
Yeah.
So
I don't understand.
I think that number,
you taking away free custom room access is extremely limiting as far as esports go. And if you do not have a thriving esports scene in 2022 for a game like Apex that is the most competitive battle royale on mobile, you're literally just shooting yourself in the foot over and over again.
Yeah, I think I don't know if that number can, like, I follow like the three like main leak pages, and like I was on Twitter all last night, all this morning, just like getting caught up, and I didn't see any leakers say 350.
I think somebody made up that number and then people are just running with it. Yeah. So hopefully that's not it. And once again, like, even if it is cheaper, it's still stupid that they're charging for it, but at least hopefully it's less than 350.
Yeah. I also, what is it? Oh no. There's just too many trains of thought going on. Dude, I don't know. Oh, I'm having a brain fart. What's going on, man? What's going on? It was some Apex like leak update. It might come to me. Keep going. Just waffle on. Man, okay. The weather's great today, huh?
Yep. Well, Mr. Beast dropped an Apex Mobile video. So
true.
I think it was interesting that was what made a lot of content creators angry. Like, the people that are already making Apex Mobile content are angry that they're not getting paid to make Apex Mobile content. So, I can understand, like, COD Mobile setting the precedent for that, in that a lot of COD Mobile CCs are paid to play COD Mobile and post COD Mobile videos.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the two games are in very different places, and COD Mobile has an established content creation scene that they are maintaining. Meanwhile, Apex is trying to build up a content creation scene and pull in new players.
Yeah.
So I feel like the frustration with Mr. Beast getting money to promote Apex doesn't really make any sense. Also, I was really sad that it was a TPP video.
Dude, the gameplay, like, I will say, they edited it up. Whoever edits his videos made them look actually good.
Uh-huh.
And I will say, I think it was Chandler who was, like, actually hitting some, like, good R9 clips. And then, dude, they're like, oh, I killed someone. They're just using 30-30s on bots. And I'm like, bro. So, yeah, I think it came off pretty entitled, like, that you deserve money to play a game if you're a creator. Like, you should be paid, which, I like you said, COD Mobile set the precedent, and I can agree if you're looking at other games, like PUBG Mobile had their, like, ambassadorship. I don't know if Free Fire sponsors a lot of people often to play their games, but Apex being a very new game, you can't expect out the gate, you know, sponsorship deals to occur. And I even saw, like, some COD Mobile people do a video or two, like, a week or two ago when all this was going down, and people are like, ah, people who, like, were trash talking the game are getting deals. And it's like, well, because they play a different game and they can bring in a new audience. And it wasn't necessarily like their personal views on the game. It's like they can provide something to Apex Mobile that we can't. We're just garnering the audience that Apex provides, and we're making content for it. They're bringing in new creators. So I think once the game is more established, maybe around like the 6 month mark, you might see some of those partnerships form where at that point in the game, you know, if when new games are coming out, Warzone, all these new games, Apex Mobile is going to need to retain these creators because they're going to go to other games. They're going to go explore. And if you have people exploring and they like a game better than Apex Mobile, well, then they just lost a creator. So
And they're going to redirect their audience to that game as well. So exactly. It's not just losing the creator. It's the creator and their audience.
Yeah. So I think it's a great thing that Mr. Beast made that video. I will say, when he posted the video, I went to my real-time analytics to see, like, if I got, like, a spike in views because people searching Apex, none. Like, none. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah,
I was watching the trends for, like, a couple days after because it takes a while to update. And I will say there was actually an upward trend in the United States as far as Apex Mobile search popularity, but it didn't really do anything for, like, the overall trends. So maybe did get a few more people to download it and build a tiny bit of momentum, but once again, one video from one content creator is never going to be like an entire worldly game-changing thing for one game.
Yeah, I remember he did a paintball tournament or something like 3 years ago when Apex dropped on PC, and that thing had like 50 million views, or like it went crazy. So like that probably garnered a lot of attention, like a lot of downloads. But like a dedicated video on a gaming channel, which right now the video probably only has like 5 million views, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's 5 or 6. I think it kind of plateaued.
Yeah, I don't really think. I mean, the challenge, it's at 7. So,
okay.
I mean, 7 million views in 8 days. You also have to think, I pull about 1 million monthly views. Everyone in the Apex scene pulls like 500K to 1 million monthly views. He just pulled 7 million in 8 days. Like, if you were to sponsor 8 of the biggest creators in the scene, which is like, there's only 8 creators in the scene, then you're going to pull that audience after like a month. He did it in 8 days. So, like, for all of the, you know, frustration that's there, I can understand it because of other mobile games, but it's like, come on, man, it's Mr. Beast. It's Mr. Bro.
And he's doing it to, like, 8 million unique viewers. It's not like, if you were to sponsor those, what, 8 creators or whatever, it would probably, like, realistically be probably, like, 100,000 of the same people coming in and watching the same video. So it's also reaching a brand new audience as well, which I think is it's tougher for people to grasp, but also there hasn't been a big title introduced in mobile for the last few years, so people are not really familiar at this point in time with the standard for what games are going to do as they're trying to make their introduction into the scene, as opposed to, like we talked about, maintaining like we've seen for games like COD Mobile, PUBG, and Free Fire.
Yeah. No, it's I think, you know, like Apex is just a time will tell game right now. Give it 4 months. So it'll be out for 6 months. You're going to have Warzone, Valorant, all these other big mobile games. And then you're going to see whether it really like stood the test of time. And I hope it does. I always hope games do. I never am hoping for a game to fail. But the pressure's on now. Like, they got pedal to the metal, baby. All gas, no brakes. Speaking of all ALGS. ALGS, you're going to ALGS tomorrow. Today.
I am. Today. Literally right after we finish recording the podcast. I'm excited for it. I saw they were... what probably confused me was the screenshot that I posted of somebody showing like the room code that people were using to run custom rooms. And also, actually, I was really excited because I was like, yes, we're going to get to go and play custom rooms. They just took away custom room access for all the content creators. So I might actually not even get to play in one of those, which would be really sad. But I was going to make a video titled Playing Apex Mobile on LAN. And it was going to be a bigger video.
Playing $2 million Apex Legends Mobile Tournament. Dude, banger. Wait, no, there's no way they advertise it and they weren't like there's no way. Wait, but how are they already displaying the room code? Was that like a tournament? Was that like a game going on right then and there?
Yeah, so they were just hosting custom rooms for people to play, like, at the
Oh, dude, that's fire. Venue. I should have queued in.
Well, oh, I think it was posted, like, probably after the thing was started, but still, it would be be super sick to play. So I'm hoping they still have that, because it'd be fun to just...
I mean,
most of the people there probably have no idea how to play Apex Mobile, so I'm assuming it'd just run through everybody.
All TPP warriors.
Exactly.
I will say, though, it's really cool to see the integration of Apex Mobile with Apex Legends. Like, they're even though they're not cross-platform, they're cross-promoting the game a lot, which is, like, good. Like, I mean, I'm trying to think of COD Mobile. Like, I've never seen a Warzone LAN or Warzone tournament where they're like, go play COD Mobile, because those are, like, two different entities, like, when you think about it. So I think even though they're not cross-platform, they have a really strong, like, symbiotic relationship, and really it's kind of cool to see that. Like, it's promising. Like, Apex is promising. It's been promising. And so I just want to see if they can come into these promises. But we talk about Apex every single day on this podcast. Okay, let's I think we're done. All right, it's good update. We'll talk about it next week, see if the game's dead again.
All right. Moving on, biggest ratio of all time. So for those of you who are not on Twitter, number one, I'll explain to you a ratio. Basically, a ratio is when somebody tweets something and then the tweet below them gets more likes than the original one. So
The reply to the tweet gets more likes than the original tweet itself.
Exactly. So Dignitas, which is a, I'm going to be honest, I had not heard of Dignitas before.
Ever?
But they do have, like, 250,000 Twitter followers,
they're
and
like
apparently they used to win a lot of tournaments, and they've been in esports for 18 years, so...
They're like an OG, like, CSGO, like, one of those, like, early day orgs that just kind of got a head start and then, I guess, stopped.
Yeah, plateaued.
Yeah.
But anyway, they tweeted out, it was like a meme of, like, two people shaking hands. They were like, PC players, console players, shaking hands, mobile gamers are not real gamers. And so somebody, like, tagged me in it, and so obviously I had to ratio them, so I replied, this is going to be the easiest ratio of my life. Ratioed them in about 30 minutes. Ferg saw it. He, while he was on stream, ratioed them and actually did it in under 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then everybody hopped on board the ratio train. And, of course, I was not the person that got included in the Jake Lucky tweet.
Dude, yeah. Sonho got, like... Listen, I got nothing against the man.
I don't know what happened there. To be honest, I don't know.
No, I don't know. I mean, he doesn't even follow Sonho, I'm assuming. Like, so I don't know how he follows you, then see your tweet first. Maybe he just, like, scrolled past it.
Maybe it's because he has TSM in his name. I really don't know at this point, but...
I don't know, but yeah.
Oh, good, Jake. I forgive you.
Well, I hopped into his stream the other night as well, and he was like, I'm with mobile, like... he's like, I guess he was like making a joke that he was scared of like the mobile community, but it's really cool to not think that would necessarily have the power of like ratioing people in 2 minutes. Like, that's actually really sick. But I mean, like, over the last few years, the mobile scene has just been like beat down to a pulp from everyone else. You got the console warriors, the PC master race warriors, the kids who think mobile gaming just casual. You can't make like every time. I think half of my following on Twitch was from people who came into my stream, because back on Twitch in the day, you couldn't stream Fortnite Mobile in its own Fortnite Mobile category. You just had to stream like in the Fortnite category, like 100,000 other people. And so I would be like top like 20, 30 streamers. So, like, I would just get these randomly straggler buys. They're like, bro, mobile's not a real platform. Like, you suck. Like, go play a real platform, kid. Like, get on console, get on PC. Like, you intentionally play mobile like you have a PC. And it's like, I think everyone just taken so much crap over the years that are like, bro, we don't care anymore, dude. Anyone who says anything about mobile, dude, just throw out a ratio here. It's like the Oprah. It's like, you know, you'll get a ratio and you'll get a ratio.
Yeah, I think the mobile community has banded together to where even if like you don't play the same game, you know that mobile is the underdog at this point. So
yeah,
if you have the opportunity to take down, even if it's not like taking down and destroying somebody, to like embarrass somebody from the PC side of things that's trying to make you look bad. Like, it was the same thing with Dr. Disrespect. So obviously, yeah. Doc's thing is different.
I mean, it's a meme.
It's just Doc being Doc. But
yeah,
it is cool to see the way the community bands together. And we're also starting to get more respect, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that tweet from Jake had like 20,000 likes as well. So it wasn't like that was like a small happening in the community. That was like news for the day that like this mobile guy ratioed an entire org 2 minutes. And so, yeah, it's cool. I mean, I'd rather see, like, you know, like actual mobile stuff happening than just like the news being ratioing people. But for now, you know, we're limited on stuff. Hopefully we'll see some, like, what I really, oh my God, I'm so interested to see Valorant Mobile and how, like, the Valorant PC community reacts to mobile, because yep. I think they're kind of forming in, like, listen, okay, all right, putting a warning on this one, on this hot take, I might be wrong. I mean, you flame me, go for it. It might be forming into one of the most toxic communities out there, from what I've heard of, just, like, I always see tweets of, like, people in, like, the ranked games, public matches, just getting, like, flamed by people in the voice comms, mm-hmm. like, just catching strays. And so if you have a community that's kind of, like, you know, new, hip, trendy, like, kind of toxic, and then mobile comes out, like, bro, that's going to be the clash of all clashes, bro. The clash of all clans. So, I mean, because Warzone, like, I don't think the console kids are going to care. I feel like the COD community now is just, like, chill dudes, like, early yeah. 20s. Like, just people who've grown up with COD, and they're like, dude, I just get off work and play some COD. I don't got time to worry about these mobile kids. Mm-hmm. But the Valorant community is going to be like, dude, I want to get, like, dude, get off mobile, you loser. Like, it's going to be funny. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for the ratios that are going to happen in that.
Yep. It'll definitely be interesting to see how the two communities mix together. I'm going to let you go ahead and give your spiel about Fortnite Mobile Cup, because I don't care about this.
Guys, we have some Fortnite Mobile news. Woo! The first and last time you're ever going to hear me talk about Fortnite Mobile news, to my one listener out there who cares, probably my mom. We have a new Mobile Cup, and not a single content creator was given a heads up or invited to it. The game is dead, okay? This is me officially announcing it's over, bro. Like, I remember back in the day, Fortnite Mobile Cups would happen, dude, and there'd be, like, PC console players, like, scrambling to get their hands on a Samsung device to play in these tournaments. Dude, I didn't even know the cup was happening until, like, I got tweeted a screenshot of the tournament. I was like, who, bro, like, I know how
you
much...
You can only play it on Android, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, so this tournament is, like, a Samsung exclusive, like, oh, okay. Galaxy Cup. But it's like, dude, you know how much money they're probably shoveling into Android? Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're operating at a loss now for Android. Oh, nah, there's no way, bro. Kids have to use that as, like, a mobile item shop, but... Dude, I don't know, man.
How many people really use Androids, you know? Like, high-level Androids.
Yo, clip, like, that, bro. Clip that one. Out of context. How many people actually use
hashtag
Androids?
Hashtag Xperia partner. Go buy the Sony Xperia 1 Mark II. But seriously.
I don't know. Like, so I remember whenever the lawsuit stuff was going on, I remember there was, like, a statistic that came out, or, like, stuff was getting leaked. And I think there was a statistic. It was, like, their revenue was, like, 80-20. Turns out, like, 80% iOS, 20% Android. But that was, like, peak, like, Fortnite. Like, chapter 1, chapter 2, and, like, everything's going crazy. And, like, I wonder, like, back then, that had been, like, $150-200 million. I wonder if they're even making, like, $50 million a year off Android. Because... It's not like
I'd be shocked if they were making $50 million a year. Off
it's not like more people are playing the game. Like yeah. less people are obviously playing mobile. And I haven't heard a good thing about Fortnite Mobile since the game got banned. Like every cloud gaming service that's come out, latency, you know, filled, quality issues, bug issues, like the sensitivity's off. Like I haven't heard a good thing in 2 years, bro. We're coming up on the dude. I'm gonna have probably a party for the 2 year anniversary of Fortnite Mobile being banned. Because I'm happy I'm out of that, dude. It's crazy.
Me too. I'm glad you're out of that.
Thanks, man. It was a bad relationship. You know, it just didn't end well. Things got a little toxic. So,
yeah, sometimes you just got to get out of those toxic relationships. Yeah. Leave them in the past.
Exactly. So I just want to, like, listen, boy. We always talk about Apex. I want to get my little shine. You know, my wee Fortnite. Eh, it sucks, though.
Yep. All right. This is not a mobile-related thing, but... For those of you that are, once again, on Twitter at all, you probably saw a clip on the 4th of July. A content creator named, is it I Am Speed? I Use Speed?
Everyone just knows him as Speed.
Yeah, basically his name's Speed. He got a Pikachu firework. Now, it wasn't one of the fireworks that goes in the sky, so I think technically it's considered a firecracker
or
whatever.
I
Show Speed.
Yeah.
But anyways, he lit it in his bedroom. Next to a pile of fireworks.
Dude, I'm looking at the clip right now. We could probably show. We'll just have the clip on up on screen. You know, thanks Bobby for editing this.
I'm gonna be out of town, so you can edit it.
Sick. I'm gonna be out of town too. Uh oh.
Well, I'm leaving town as soon as the podcast is over, so I'll let
there
you take
is care of a flint, dude. The, I haven't seen a box of fireworks that big in a while. I'm gonna be honest. Yep. Like, and it's sitting on top of a box of fireworks next to a box of fireworks in his bedroom with electrical, like his setup. Oh my God, did that start spinning at the end?
Yeah, it does that.
Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't watch the full, I didn't like, I just saw the clip.
Yeah, it like starts spinning and flies off. And dude, that's so that funny. That was probably where the majority of the problems happened. But.
And then I'll chuck this, since I'm editing it, I guess, I'll chuck this other, like someone made a Minecraft edit of it and it's so good. It's like, bro, like, and this almost goes to like, the things like Speed is a brilliant algorithm. He's a brilliant content creator. He knows what he's doing at all time. Like, you can't reach the level of success he has without intentionally doing what he's been doing. So like, he knew that was stupid, that would get clicks. And it's almost like the David Dobrik situation where like, how far you always have to one up yourself. Like, people are always looking for the next, you know, big stunt, big this. If you're doing crazy stuff like lighting fireworks in your house, like, where do you go from there? Like, you can't do a chill stream, be like, guys, I'm gonna play some 2K today. Like, nah, bro, they're like, light up some more fireworks.
Uh-huh. And they had to call the police department. Like, there were firefighters that went to his house to put out whatever fire was created inside of his bedroom, so.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, those are like tax dollars. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what state he lives in, but.
I think there's like
someone's paying.
Like, I respect the guy because, once again, like, there's definitely an audience out there that thinks that is funny. To me, it's just like your mom is in your house.
Yeah,
and tomfoolery. Like, it's one thing if it's your house, if you have like a studio, but I don't know.
It's just his bedroom, bro. Like,
I just like. I don't love that direction that content creation is going, that, like you talked about, like one-upping the next big thing, because that just leads down the road of like Logan Paul recording a dead body in a forest, you know? Like, you get to a point to where you can't do anything. And I think that the thing about Speed is his audience is so young and like,
dude, and they're so like ADHD.
Yeah. Well, he can't be canceled. Like, his audience is so tied to him and they love him so much. They don't care
what he does
because he had like the viral Valorant clip yelling at the girl on his team or whatever. And they're like, oh, but he was being called racist things. And they post a clip from something that's like completely unrelated to what's happening to him. I'm like,
yeah. And it's like, well, he's young. It's like, bro, like I said, he's got millions of subs, like pulls. This clip shows he has 38,000 live viewers. Like, that's one of the top streamers in the entire world, YouTube and Twitch. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I mean, the thing about gaming content is if you want to do bigger and better gaming content, you kind of just either do like the Minecraft style where you spend like 20 hours on a video and post that, or COD Mobile or Apex, you just be the best. Like, that's the only way of really improving gaming content. But IRL content's scary like that because the only improving is kind of just doing something even more drastic than you've done before. And it's like, just scary, bro.
Yep.
And like you said, the audience is so young and they're so impressionable that they're like,
impressionable. Oh. That was the word I was trying to find. Oh. Yeah.
They're like, lol, dude, W spam in the chat for lighting off. I'm like, bro, you guys have problems.
Yeah.
Like, if they said TV was rotting your brain growing up, content creators are rotting. Hey, not me though. I am a brain rot free creator.
Hey parents, let your kids watch Ducky the Gamer. He'll make them smarter.
Yo, but just click my uploads like playlist. That's daycare for you. On lock. Got him.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It is interesting, and once again, I respect the guy. Like, he knows what he's doing, and he knows how to pull views.
Yeah,
but there's also like, there's a reason he's been kicked off of other platforms and everything else. So,
wait, is he banned on Twitch?
I think so. Or maybe he's not.
No, only ever streamed on YouTube. Like, he...
Oh, okay.
He became... It's so funny. The way he became famous is he became, like, popular because of how popular he was becoming. Like, he went from, like, 300,000 subs, like, playing 2K as, like, a small, like, 2K streamer. He went from, like, 200,000 or 300,000 to a million in a month. And it was just because every stream, he would just get, like, 10K viewers, 12K, mm-hmm. 15K, and it just didn't stop. So people were posting about how it didn't stop. And because they were posting, they'd go into stream the next time. And it was just this insane snowball effect of like him, which to be fair, I've never seen that from a Twitch creator to my knowledge. Yeah. Like, and that's like,
well, Twitch doesn't have the discoverability factor. Like there's no recommendations. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just people like streaming and praying that mm-hmm. someone clicks on their stream way down the page.
Exactly. But it's interesting. I'm excited to follow his journey because he's very frequently in the news, to say the least.
You don't have to follow. He just pops up on the timeline. He'll just be in some drama once a month.
Yep. Moving on. So obviously we talked to, who is it, Winsanity a couple podcasts ago about games he was excited for, one of those being T3 Arena. And T3 has actually announced their own little tournament thing that they're doing this weekend. So I'm getting to play in it. I'm very intrigued because they're full sending on it. I think the community has a very positive sentiment toward the game.
Full sending the game also, or full sending the tournament or both?
Wait, what?
Full? You said they're full sending it. Are you talking about the tournament or the game?
The game? Oh, yeah. Like on promotion and everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like they're just putting like they're not holding back kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So I feel like the sentiment toward the game is very positive among the community. And I think it's a really good combination of, I think it's like the perfect in between like TPP shooters and like Supercell games. I think they've done a really good job of combining the two. And I think it's going to be another one of those like bridge the gap games, somewhat like Free Fire, but more on the, I don't know. I feel like it actually has the potential to be more competitive than Free Fire because it almost is like a TPP Overwatch, which is really cool. So I'm interested to see the direction that the game goes as they continue to put money in. And I think, I'm not saying it's going to be like more popular than Apex Mobile this year, but especially given the place that Apex Mobile is coming from relative to where T3 is coming from, it's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So is it an over the shoulder?
Like, yeah.
So I do. That's so funny. I just see a T3 Arena tweet a minute ago on my timeline because I was going to go, fast paced 3v3 hero shooter. And I will say, that seems to be a big genre, 3v3 mm-hmm. shooters on mobile, like these Brawl Star games. And I really like, I know Brawl Stars is big. I don't know. Like BR is just, it's a universal genre at this point. Like mm-hmm. slap a BR on something, you're like, oh, okay, I know what that is. But like 3v3s, I feel like you got to balance them perfectly. Because you have an imbalanced character, imbalanced mechanic, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I've personally never played Brawl Stars. I still haven't played T3. I'm open to play T3. Hit me up. I'm just kidding. But it just personally doesn't like scratch my itch for gaming. Mm-hmm. Like if you say it's really competitive, like I'll take your word for it. But 3v3s to me just seem like hard to be competitive. I don't know. I mean, because like in a Rocket League format, there's a lot of like skill and outplayability. But I haven't watched the gameplay, so I don't know. It might be just talking out of my butt here.
I'm interested to see how the tournament plays out this weekend. I think that'll probably give us a better gauge for what the expectation can be and all that. And like you mentioned, balancing is definitely a lot tougher for like an Overwatch type of game. But I'm interested to see the direction it goes. Didn't want to harp on that too long, but I think it's definitely cool. Something to keep an eye on. Obviously,
well, how long has the game been out?
I did a sponsored video for it like 2 months ago, but even then it wasn't out on iOS. I think it launched in iOS like toward the end of April or beginning of May, if I'm not mistaken. So wow.
I mean, and that's like, that's crazy. They have like a tournament going, a creator tournament, and less than 2 months the game being out.
Yeah.
Apex just,
and it shows that like these companies are starting to understand the importance of esports even for the mobile scene.
Yeah, and you have Apex yoinking create like custom access 2 months into the game. So
the complete opposite direction.
If you're comparing T3 and Apex, not a long ways to go to reach that bar.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can run away with this one. Or dude, I was
watching a little bit.
Dude, so guys, I've watched esports. I've been to LANs. I remember for my 16th birthday, I was like, Dad, can I go to New York City to watch CSGO? He was like, sure, son, let's go. and we went to New York City at the Barclays Center. it was like 10K. No, I don't. That's a lot. I want to say like 6 to 8K people. Maybe we're at this CSGO land back in 2016, which is, bro, that's 6 years ago at this point. Yeah. Like esports were like mainstream, but not like mainstream like they are now. Mm-hmm. And I remember like watching. I was like, dude, that's crazy. This is esports. And so I've been following esports pretty heavily, just in different games and titles. And so I've watched a lot, and I mean a lot of competitive play in, you know, CSGO mainly, like that 5v5 search and destroy round based kind of game mode. And bro, we're Bobby streaming the stage 3 qualifiers.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, dude.
For Cut Mobile.
Yeah, so I hop in a game late. I think this was a full 5-game series, right?
It was 4 games.
Okay. It was a 4-game series. I hop into the second game, and at first round, some questionable stuff. And I could tell you picked up on it as well. You looked at the camera and you're like, I don't know about that one. and so basically you ended up spectating a full team of hackers. So okay, were they cheaters or hackers? Because they got banned for account sharing and they qualified to stage 4, or they're going to qualify, I think, for stage 4. And then at the end of their little session, their like round, they got immediately like disqualified, banned for account sharing. But you said that was more of like a technicality, like it's easier to ban off account sharing than it is to ban for like hacking. So
yeah.
I want you to run me down like your like live train of thoughts of watching these hackers get like, cause dude, everyone in chat was like, Bobby, you suck, man. They're just good. Get better. And I'm like, bro, these guys have information. Like, it's so funny because when you're spectating, you can have the outlines on of the players.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as if they had the same outlines on as well, because they would know where people are. They were placing certain attack, you know, nades, trophy systems, and situations that sometimes they wouldn't. But it was just inconsistent gameplay all around. Mm-hmm. And chat, like, that's why I brought up my experience with CSGO, because I was like, I know what, like, proper gameplay looks like. And that was not proper gameplay. And I was like, dude, this is hilarious. So that kind of delayed my day, but I was like, I just had to watch. I had to see it through.
So basically, throughout the first day, I had gotten like tweets and people coming into my chat saying this team's cheating. There's especially one guy that is like super sus. And I looked at a couple clips they put together. I was like, these clips could really be anything. Like, there's no definitive proof here.
So they were saying they were cheating before you watched them?
So that was one of the reasons that we spectated them, is because there were like multiple teams. There was one kid, I'll give Sped credit. He had been reporting this team for cheating for apparently like months.
Dang.
And nobody had gotten like any definitive proof. So coming into this, I had seen like a couple clips, and then I watched like a longer one. I was like, okay, it's starting to look like he definitely knows things that he shouldn't. But once again, it's not like 100% definitive. And so Game Battles didn't have grounds to ban them for cheating, because obviously if you've been using cheats for months on end, you've figured out like the tendencies that you need to avoid in order to make it look like you're not cheating.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing that people don't realize, like not every cheater is flying across the map, aimbotting you and headshotting everything. Like that, there are different ways to try to hide those cheats. So going into it, obviously myself and just about everybody like that's involved in the competitive scene in chat was suspicious. So like if you went to Trovo chat, it was completely different, because everybody was like, they're cheating.
I was just in YouTube chat.
Yeah, YouTube chat. Not quite as familiar.
I was trying to sway the chat, bro. I think at one point I said they're hacking.
Yeah.
But I was like, guys, they have information they don't have. Like, they know things they shouldn't be able to know. And they're playing like they just are like, they're like an omniscient presence. Like, they just know everything they need to know. And they take the right peeks. And like, no matter how good of a player, like, you'll make a mistake. You'll take a wrong angle. You'll push when you shouldn't push. They just weren't doing that.
So anyways, I think especially once you got to the raid hardpoint, which was the last game of the map, they just stopped trying to hide it pretty much altogether.
The whole team toggled at that point, man.
Yeah. And so, like, at that point, it's so obvious. Like, there's kids, like, literally the two players on opposite sides of the rock, one's legit, one's not legit. You can see him literally like going the complete opposite direction at every point possible. And then the second that he rounds the corner, immediately headshots the kid and then goes top laundry and headshots the kid below him. And so, like,
yeah, I remember that.
It's very, very blatant to anybody that's watched COD Mobile Esports. Like, it's not like I've never played COD Mobile and I'm commentating for the first time. Like, oh, yeah, these guys have got to be cheating. There's no mobile players this good. I've been commentating COD Mobile Esports for the last 2.5 years. So I've seen a lot of gameplay. It's pretty obvious at this point, like, if somebody's cheating, especially if it's five players that nobody has ever heard of, maybe they're cracked out iPad ranked warriors. Yeah. But there are tendencies that go far beyond like gun skill mechanics and everything like that to where you can tell whether or not somebody's cheating. Like you said, the official ruling is that they got DQ'd for account sharing. I believe they were kind of switching up the accounts that they were cheating on. And that's easiest thing to prove from an admin perspective, because they can look at the IP addresses that are logged into each of the accounts. You see, oh, this different IP played on different accounts, each different game. So you can just go ahead and kick them out based off that. And you don't have to go through the process of proving that they're cheating, because obviously then you have to look at the actual device themselves, go into a full investigation and everything else. That's the easiest way to get the DQ on them. That's what ended up happening. But
yeah. I noticed, though, that you were very reluctant to, like, you and I don't know, whoever else you were casting with, you were all very, you're like tiptoeing around the word like cheating, like about a hackusation. Yeah. Because I think, I guess now that I'm saying it out loud, it makes sense. Like, if you were to say they're hacking and then they weren't, you've just labeled a team as like you've hackusated someone, and it turned out to be false. And those reputations can follow you for a long time. So is that why you were like, you would full cam at the funniest moments? Like, there was a 1v3 situation where Summit, he's, I don't know what spawn that is.
With the SKS, yeah.
Yeah, he's looking at some dude coming out of top and, you know, guns him down. Like, I will say, he didn't flick around, but he turned around and instantly hit a headshot, and then it was so funny. Like, I went back and watched it. There was a little like snap to the dude's head. There was like a little lock on. Like, he didn't shoot past the head and like correct. It was just like boop, 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 psh, boop. And I was like, bro, that's great. And that's when you full cam, and like, so you weren't saying it with words. You were saying it with like, I don't know about that one.
Yep. It's just, yeah, I mean, like you said, you don't want to definitively say it. The main reason I wouldn't definitively say it is just because of YouTube chat, because they're always going to say, like, if you make the hard cut comment, these guys are hacking, then everybody's going to start arguing in chat and saying, you're just mad because you don't know they're good. But when I take that approach of just, like, making facial expressions, the YouTube chat's not really going to know what I'm doing, because they don't understand sarcasm for the most part. But Jeez. Promo chat is going to think that it's hilarious.
Yeah. And so no, bro, I was rolling. Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, that was the main reason for that.
So what happens to all the teams? So was that the first in COD Mobile? Like, I don't know the stage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, it was only five. But for stage 3, is that the first like team versus team like bracket style? And then everything up to that is just like general qualifiers.
So stage 3 is the 256 team bracket, and then after that, apparently they changed stage 4 format, so it's like Swiss format for each region. And I was then, saying, like, the winners of each region.
In terms of like, did they knock out a team by like? Yeah, well, I guess they
probably obviously knocked out a lot of teams. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say. So, but and those teams have no way of getting back into the tournament.
Yeah, unfortunately not.
Dude, see, that's the only problem. Like Fortnite, I will say, like in every Cash Cup I ever played, never once, and I play them every week, never once ran into a hacker. So they were really good about that, and it just sucks when you have 256 teams. Like, you gotta assume. Yeah. Like, one team's gunning for, and they're going to see how far they can go. But even if they make it to stage 4, stage 5, like, LAN, like, stage 5, don't they just give you devices?
They used to. They don't anymore.
Oh, there's so you can just bring your device sponsor. And, like, toggle on scene? Sick.
Well, there's a different esports client for stage 4 and 5, so there won't be, like,
any hackers
developed for
it. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, it was funny. The one game someone must have been watching the stream, because games 1 and 2 were like crazy. Games 3, they all went double negative, meaning they had like 10 kills and 20 deaths.
Yeah.
And that was the whole team. It wasn't just like one guy or two guys. I was like, bro, this is how they would perform if they actually qualified and they went through. And I was like, yep. You want to do that to yourself? Like, do you make, you don't make money in stage four, right?
In stage four, you do. It's 50,000 per region.
Oh, but so I, yeah, I, well, they weren't getting that even if they qualified because they're terrible. Mm-hmm. But it's, is there any other big like hack, like stories in comp? Because I feel like that's one of the biggest and like,
there's been a lot more. There's been a lot more stuff for account sharing this year, but I think the primary reason for that is just because COD Mobile's been paying more close attention to it. I think largely because of whatever happened with the TSM situation last year, where TSM picked up a roster and then got DQ'd on day one. We don't know all the details of that, but if I had to guess, that's probably led to COD Mobile paying much closer attention to IP addresses for the people that are competing, especially at the stage three level, so that you can avoid those types of situations in stage four.
Dude, I bet TSM has some like PTSD picking up Apex Mobile. They're like, Zondo, please don't do anything, man. We just want to have a mobile team, man. Can we? So they made it 2 months now, or like a month. So I will say they've made it past COD Mobile's team. So good for them. But they also don't compete. Yeah. And Zondo's on or COD Mobile now, so
Sano doesn't play Apex.
Imagine Sano gets DQ'd, like he gets account share DQ'd on a COD Mobile. That'd be poetic. I'm not saying I want him to. That'd just be funny for the circumstances. But man, that's like, as bad as it is to talk about like accusations, like hack stories, it's just fun, man. It's like, it's like I gotta give him respect.
It's good content.
Maybe not. You know? I don't respect them. I gotta give him credit for trying. Because to think that was gonna
credit for making it that far without getting like
I mean, you said that that one guy who was just like, guys, he's cheating, and you're like, dude, come on, man. I feel bad. I bet the guy feels so good around. He's like,
yep,
I was right. Because that's definitely that's a moment I was like, I was right, you're wrong.
Yep.
But we'll see if any more accusations come out of stage four. Make sure to let you guys know. But the latest new mobile game to get announced, Destiny Mobile. I don't know why it's coming to mobile. I'm gonna be straight up. It's so funny now because I think there's like Tom Clancy. No, not Rainbow Six. There's another mobile game that's like getting announced to come out.
The Division? Is it that
yeah,
one?
Yeah. Which isn't that a Tom Clancy game?
Yeah, is it a story mode game?
I've got no clue.
I don't either. I saw a lot of people talking about how excited they were and how good the graphics were. Number one, graphics do not look very good.
Wait, Tom Clancy?
The graphics in the trailer didn't good, so that's usually the indicator that the actual game not going to look amazing.
Online-only action RP video game. Mm-hmm. So
I think the thing that developers have to understand is there's a certain style of game that's going to cater to the mobile audience. It's not that you need that every game in existence needs to have a mobile version, because I think that's the approach that a lot of games are taking right now. There's a lot of games that are just not going to play well on mobile. Games that require you to grind like hours and hours on it, because that's what Destiny is, right?
Yeah.
It's like a straight up grinder game.
Yeah. I mean, so I played Destiny growing up when I was like 15, 16, like in high school. And I would regularly like get home from school, and there are raids in the game. So it's a PvP and a PvE, but you have to PvE against AI and like do raids, do bosses to get the gear to go play PvP. And dude, these raids are like at speedrun level, like 90 minutes average. These raids can be like 2 to 3 hours long, and that's if you one shot it. Like you can die in these levels. And so to think they would put a game on mobile, it's kind of like almost like a Diablo game where you're like, dude, like a World of Warcraft just doesn't belong on mobile. These long, grindy, multiple hours, like you just have to put in crazy time. Like that's why you see these like quick 3v3 BR games, multiplayer combo. Mm-hmm. That's why these succeed, because they're like, I could pick my phone up for 10. If you pick up your phone up for 10 minutes in Destiny, you're making no progress. And so
the one anomaly is PUBG with your 25 minute VR games, but even then they're adding in like different modes that like tighten the zone, TDMs, everything else like that.
Yeah.
It's just going to be, I feel like it'll be tough to do with Destiny
more. And from the leaks, it's not cross progression, which makes it even worse, because I can't imagine having a Destiny account. I've spent, you know, 100 hours grinding, and then I have to go spend 100 hours on the mobile version.
Yep.
Like, once again, it's kind of one of these, like, they're making mobiles for the sake of making mobiles. And some, I think developers are quickly going to realize that's not the way to do it. You need to have, like, a player base to cater to. And I don't even think there's a hardcore, like, grindy player base. I mean, hey, maybe the Candy Crush gamers are going to, like, come over and, like, you know, grind this. But...
yeah, I don't know.
And that's what's...
I'm all for every developer doing as much as they can to get into mobile.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold out skepticism for Destiny Mobile just because... I mean, even right now, Destiny doesn't have that big of an audience. So even...
There's
some of these games like World of Warcraft that are coming to mobile, but they're bringing a huge audience with it. I don't know that necessarily is going to transfer over with a game like Destiny.
Yeah, Google Trends, baby. Destiny, Apex Legends. Let's see. Oh my god. Apex is crushing it.
50 times?
Dude, yeah, Apex has an average of 52. Like, search popularity. Let's do a YouTube search. Just get a little credit. That made it worse. Apex has 65. Destiny has an average of 8. This is United States, but Destiny is not like a worldwide. It makes it even worse. Apex Legends, 55 average rating. Destiny, 3. So almost 20 times less relevant game in the worldwide last year, and you're going to bring that game to mobile? Like, I don't know. And the leak said it's been developing for like 2 years.
Like, yeah.
Dude, you should have asked us if you should make it, and we're going to say no. But...
yeah, I think... I think more developers... should pay mobile content creators for their opinions on things. I think that's something that we should just normalize in gaming, because we know a lot of things, you know.
Yeah,
we've seen a lot of ups, we've seen a lot of the downs, we know what works and what doesn't work. So
guys, I've been through some stuff. I've been through the trenches. All right, let me tell you, I've been through some lawsuits. I've actually almost been sued. I've almost been personally sued as well. But
I've almost been sued too.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
When I was, I'm not going to talk
about
it.
Yeah, wait, early
NDA
on?
NDA was the reason that I almost got sued, so I'm not going to talk about it, but.
Same. Oh, well, for Madden Mobile, but. So we've been through some stuff.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, dude, man, I'm happy that more devs, like, it's almost, we went so long without getting new mobile information, like new mobile releases, and now it's like every month, like new mobile game, it's like, all right, bro, I'm kind of bored of it now.
Yeah.
Like, there's only so many top games. Like, let's just go on Twitch. See how many viewers Destiny has. I mean, it's 10 in the morning. This is might be skewed. We'll put in comparison to...
10 in the morning, but also it's summertime.
Yeah, Valorant's got 140K. Apex got 50K. Where's Fortnite? Wait, where's Fortnite? Uh-oh. Oh, 60K. My bad. And then Destiny... ooh, I'm just going to control F. Where is it?
Yes. Destiny 2.
Destiny.
They have 11K. Okay, that's more than I thought. But yeah, also okay. Goth Alliance streaming.
Oh, yeah, Gathalion. Yeah, he just came back from, like, his... so, and similarly, if you see everyone streaming, it's all competitive trials. So trials is their version of comp, which I actually really... so, you have 9 games. You get, like a trials pass. And you have to... it's like a punch card. And every win... get you closer to getting rewards, and if you get 9 wins and 0 losses, you get like crazy rewards. But there's only like 2 trials cards a week, or 1 or 2, so it's on the weekends. It's a really cool system, but that's the only thing people ever like grind and stream. And every video I see on YouTube is always like the new weapon got buffed, new weapon got nerfed, like this new weapon's insane. Like, it's not like people playing the game, kind of. It's just like them like newsy kind of like reaction content. So, yeah, I don't know. One game, bro. GTA. I think if that came to mobile and they optimized it, that would go crazy.
Oh, 100%.
That's my one, like, grail. Like, Rockstar can't even develop a game in, like, 5 years, so it's never going to happen. But if it does, like, GTA is still already super relevant. It'll, dude, crazy. But we're getting Valorant. We're getting Wars. I'll stay content for now, but next year I'm going to start tweeting out, hey, yo, Rockstar, what you doing?
I mean, they've had, like, miniature versions of it, right? It's just never been, like, multiplayer. Yeah.
GTA.
Are you kidding?
Huh?
GTA Mobile. It's, I don't think it's called GTA Mobile, but it's made by, yeah, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Bro, it's $7.
You never played that game? That game was a banger. It was made many years ago, but
they got the OG, like CJ. Hey, yeah. Let me get number nine Lodge. Bro, it it has more one-star reviews than five-star reviews.
Exactly.
It only has 1 million downloads, though. Wait.
And it costs $7, so.
It has 1 million downloads, but exactly. 700,000, like 1 million plus on on Google. 740,000 reviews.
Yeah.
How does that have such a, that's crazy. It's gotta be closer to like 5 million. I don't know. I mean, but you can't tell me like, that's not even close to GTA content. That's literally a 15-year-old game ported to mobile and they kept the 15-year-old graphics. Last updated 2019.
It's they don't really do anything with it.
Yeah, so you can't, like, it's been on mobile, but it's not GTA Mobile.
Yep.
So that's my grail. That's my go-to. If we get that, dude, see ya Apex, see ya COD Mobile, man. I'm just gonna go, full-time.
Number one mobile RP streamer.
Facts. And I'm just gonna be, I'll be like a little Timmy. Dude. Give me back my phone, man. Mom, can I play 10 more minutes? That'll be my RP character.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up our topics for today. But obviously, probably lots to talk about in the future as we'll find out more whether or not the Apex update will live up to the hype. We got things getting ready to move forward for COD Mobile Esports as Stage 4 is going to get fired up soon. And excited to see how a lot of these things that we talked about are going to pan out. Hopefully more news about some of these games that are in alpha, maybe moving to open betas in the soon, as I believe there was an update for Warzone Mobile. I've heard more things about Valorant Mobile getting closer to launch as well. So overall excited for the future. And if you guys want to keep up, make sure you go ahead and hit the subscribe button down below or the follow if you are listening on Spotify. I think that's going to wrap up the podcast for today. Any final thoughts?
Get ratioed, kid. L plus ratio.
Factual. All right. Sounds good. Thank you guys for watching. Hope you enjoyed, and we'll catch you guys in the next one.
Bye.
Adios.